There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. You're listening to Winning in Business on The Business Breakfast.
In association with Al Namous by Dua.
Power connection in one step in 7 days.
Our Winning in Business feature looks at individuals who've made business successful and made them grow and last in the UAE. And this morning it's a delight to welcome to the studio a longtime friend of the show and a man who's synonymous with duty-free sales at Dubai Airport, the Executive Vice Chairman of Dubai Duty Free, Colm McLaughlin. Good morning, Colm. Lovely to see you again.
Good morning, Malcolm. Happy to be here. Good. Brandy.
Thank you so much for coming in. Look, during your tenure as head of Dubai Duty Free, you've won so many awards. In the last month alone, you've had a handful of awards, including Business Traveller Middle East Award for Best Airport for Duty Free Shopping in the Middle East, 3 Corporate Social Responsibility Awards, and the International Safety Awards in London for the second consecutive year. And you're always winning Best Duty Free prizes from various global publications. Do you think that winning becomes a habit and perhaps becomes easier over time if you keep your standards?
Well, I think it becomes easier if you continue to be successful in your business. I think the awards are terrific for Dubai Duty Free. I attribute them always to the efforts of our staff and to the guidance and support of His Highness Sheikh Ahmed, who is my boss. I do think it is good for the company. One of the things we're very definite about is marketing Dubai Duty Free. It's part of our brief. And winning awards is a good way to do that. So the answer is yes.
I've lost track of how many pictures I've seen with you holding a trophy or a plaque or a shield or something over the years. I mean, have you kept track? How many pictures have you had taken holding awards?
Well, I don't know how many pictures, but Dubai Duty Free has won over 600 awards.
And Colm, over the 30 years?
Over the 30 years. Yeah. And Colm McLaughlin has been given personal awards, about 50 or 55 of them, which I attribute to our team of staff.
You're going to have a very crowded mantelpiece when you finally retire, Colm. I mean, this series is about winning in business, but of course, you've done better than most, I suppose. But over the 35 years you've been at Dubai Duty Free, there must have been challenges, ups and downs. What have been some of the more challenging times for you?
Well, there have been difficult times. You know, there was some wars going on in the region. Then SARS came along and stopped people traveling. One of our decisions at that time was just to be very positive and to make sure all our staff were aware that we were supporting them, that we were there, and it was actually part and parcel of our operation that every day all the managers were to be seen walking around on the shop floor. With the increase in traffic, that creates difficulties. There are now many and required securities at airports that were not there before, so it takes longer for people to come in, and all of these continue to be challenges, but you just face them and manage them and do the best you can.
And I've noticed this a lot, that you've got far more outlets in different parts of the airport. Primarily, it was previously just one major outlet in each of the terminals, but now you've got bits all over the place. And outside the airport, QE2, for instance, Al Maktoum International, you've got other outlets as well, Dubai Duty Free, Irish Village, etc. How many actual outlets have you got now?
We have 36,000 square meters of retail space at Dubai International Airport. We have 4,000 square meters at Al Maktoum International Airport. And if you look forward, that's going to be 80,000 square meters at Al Maktoum International Airport in a few years' time.
How many different shops is that, though, Colm?
We have 234 different shops.
It's massive, isn't it?
Between all of the areas.
Not so much, though. The decisions you've made about how you brand that retail, I find really interesting. If I wander into duty-free in, I don't know, Australia or the UK, you've got a lot of branded standalone shops in there. You've got your WH Smiths, for examples. You might have your different individually branded concessions. I feel like we've got less of that here in Dubai, that it's more kind of a sprawling non-stop duty free. Talk to me about the decisions about how the space is divided up and how the branding works.
In most airports, companies bid for space and they rent space from the airport. In Dubai, it is very different. There's a royal decree in place here, signed by His Highness Sheikh Mohammed, that says all the duty-free operation at the airports will be operated by Dubai Duty Free. So when you go through our airport and you see various brands featured, that shop does not belong to the brand. It belongs to Dubai Duty Free. We have an agreement with them. We call it vendor support. The staff that may be there, although they may be dressed in some brand uniform, they're actually our staff and we operate all of it.
What opportunities and challenges, how does that change the way you have to operate then?
Well, we can market all of the thing as one unit. We talk on behalf of Dubai. We help promote the airport. We help promote Dubai. And it is one of our briefs from His Highness Sheikh Mohammed at the very beginning that part of our duty would be to help promote Dubai. And we do, in fact, spend 2% of our top-line income on promoting and marketing Dubai and Dubai Duty Free.
How do you target and market to a customer, though, that's very different from a normal retail customer? Because obviously you have a bit of a captured audience, which is a great thing, but you might not have a regular audience in the same way that you that a high street shop would, for example.
Well, a lot of the things we do in our marketing is overseas. You know, we are involved, for example, in horse racing in the UK. We have been for many years. We're involved in horse racing in Ireland with the Dubai Duty Free Irish Derby. We're involved in horse racing in Ascot with the Shergar Cup, which we do each August. We own the Dubai Duty Free Tennis Championship. And because we own the weeks on the tour, it gives us a complete free hand in how we use it to promote. And we are told by the ATP and the WTA that the return media-wise on our tennis last year was valued at $920 million.
Wow.
And that's a figure that you couldn't possibly afford to buy if you were just advertising or whatever. And so it's very good for Dubai and Dubai Duty Free.
In our Winning in Business section this morning, we're very pleased to have Colm McLaughlin in the studio with us, Executive Vice Chairman of Dubai Duty Free. Colm, thanks for staying with us.
I'm happy to be here.
Listen, before we go on to talking about the royal wedding, let's talk a bit more about you, because I discovered, originally wanted to be a dentist, of all things. I mean, it's a long step from a career in retail as well. I mean, what put you off dentistry, and how did you make the shift from sort of creating beautiful smiles surgically to putting smiles on customers' faces by making them happy?
The plan in the family was that I would study for dentistry. In the summer of 1961, I went to London to earn some pocket money for the winter time. I did not go back at the end of summer to attend university. I stayed in London. I stayed there for 8 years, during which I did various summer jobs and temporary jobs. And eventually I ended up joining the Woolworth Company as a trainee manager. And I stayed 7 years in Woolworths and became a Woolworth manager before I moved to the duty-free business.
And of course, in those days, they were a thriving sort of global network, really, FW Woolworths, and a really good choice of career.
Oh, they were huge. There were 300 Woolworth stores in the UK at that time. And I worked in Oxford Street, both as the beginning of my training career, which was unpacking the boxes and sweeping the floor and filling the counters up. And 7 years later, I came back to the same store as the deputy general manager.
That's how all good retailers start, isn't it? Getting your hands dirty. I mean, you've been at the heart of Dubai for such a long time. You've been at the heart of Irish society and sports here as well. You captained the Emirates Golf Club 95-96, the Dubai Creek and Golf Club 2007. When you retire, which will be, sometime over the next 25 years or so, where will you go and how will you replace Dubai in your life?
My plan, when I do retire, would be that I would remain a resident of Dubai for most of the year. My son lives here. Breida likes it here very much. I would be very happy, if possible, to stay here. The remainder of the year I would spend between Brighton in the UK, where our two daughters and grandchildren live, and Ireland. I would not, if I was retired, I would not plan to be idle. I'm very active. I cycle a bicycle. I ramble a lot. I walk around a lot. I play golf.
Maybe a part-time job in a Dubai duty-free shop.
We've got a number of questions coming for you, both on Twitter and on our text message system. People asking, actually, about the outlet that you have in Dubai Parks and Resorts, but it will also apply to the one on the QE2. Are they tax-free shops? Do they have the same prices at the airport? Do they have the VAT missing?
Well, no, there's VAT, of course, now, 5% VAT. the prices that we would offer are the same as we offer at the airport, plus the 5% VAT. The people can, they're not operating as a duty-free shop, they're operating as a service shop, but people can place orders there if they wish and collect those products on their departure at the airport.
Have you seen much of an impact from the VAT?
Yes, is the answer. Our sales on arrivals at the airport have dropped as a result of VAT and excise duty. Our sales on departures have increased, and we think being VAT-free on departures, providing a boarding card as presented, has had a big effect on us. And we find for the first 4 months of this year, our business in Dubai Duty Free is plus 11% on last year, which is $291 million dirhams over last year. So the answer is VAT has an effect, yes.
We have had a question on Twitter actually about your pricing compared to showrooms in Dubai for things like jewellery and handbags and whatever it has to be. VAT aside, how competitive are you? Do you know the duty-free advantage, for example?
Well, we do surveys all the time and we do questionnaires all the time. And if ever we find something that somebody claims is not good value, we investigate it and see if there is a problem there, and if there is, we adjust it. We try to be much less than retailers in Dubai, which is what duty-free means. It is difficult in certain products. Many products have a very small margin. If you take gold, for example, the gross margin on gold is only about 6 or 7%. If you take iPhones and Apple products, the gross profit is very, very small. And Apple is now 41% of our electronic business.
A really great question that has come in from Deepak on our text message system. What impact has online shopping had on duty-free, do you think? Now that I can scan around and buy from anywhere in the world and do my own sort of price arbitrage, what does that mean for you?
We keep on reading about online shopping having a big effect. So that we weren't affected 2 years ago, we introduced an online shopping system, which we call Click and Collect. Somebody can go online, order, collect on departure or on arrivals. It is not huge. We took sales last year of 70 million dirhams. We're not too sure if that was extra sales or instead of. Mm-hmm. So in our case, it is quite a small part of our business.
Well, do you think that that small part of the business could grow considerably if you were able to introduce, for instance, home delivery?
Yes, I do think that. And we are looking at that and seeing what the implication might be.
Listen, thank you so much for joining us for an extended period, Colin. We really appreciate it. Colin McLaughlin, Executive Vice Chairman of Dubai Duty Free. We'll have you back next year, the year after, and the following 15 years.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Winning in business on Dubai Eye.
In association with Al Namous by Dua.
Power connection in one step in 7 days.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.